I'm Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This week for Flick Pick, I thought I'd do something a little different. You see, with the Justice League opening this weekend, I thought I'd quickly review all of the other DC Universe films that have preceded it. I mean, the recent ones that are part of the canon of this new Justice League series of pictures. That means we've got Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, The Suicide Squad, and Wonder Woman to talk about briefly. Now, I actually have high hopes for the new Justice League movie. I like the DC characters better than most Marvel comic characters. Not that I won't watch Marvel movies, they can be great. It's unfortunate that Warner Brothers and Zack Snyder have dropped the ball on building a cinematic universe with the DC characters this badly. But Justice League represents a new opportunity, right? Wonder Woman this past summer was actually good, and now Joss Whedon is involved, so maybe Justice League will be okay. Well, probably not. By now it's already been seen by plenty of people, and I'll check it out myself in the coming days. In spite of myself, I hope this film will be good or at least okay. So, here are the DCEU films that have brought us to this point. First, there was Man of Steel. This is a Superman origin story from Zack Snyder released in 2013. It stars Henry Cavill as Superman, Amy Adams as Lois Lane, and Michael Shannon as General Zod. Okay, I know most people hate Man of Steel, but I actually kind of like this movie. I don't see the big problem with the fact that Superman kills Zod at the end. I mean, he had to, and it really takes a lot of convincing to bring him to that point. People have complained that Metropolis basically gets destroyed by the time Superman kills Zod, but again, it takes a lot to convince Superman to finally kill someone. That's the point, and it's just this one time. People also whine about the product placement in Man of Steel, but I don't see a big problem there. It's sort of realistic. Also, Henry Cavill's a good choice for Superman. Amy Adams is obviously perfect for Lois Lane, and Michael Shannon is awesome, as he always is. My biggest complaint about Man of Steel is its lack of color, really. The whole thing is muddy and cold all the way through. There's no joy at all in this film, and that's a big problem with something like Superman. Then again, Man of Steel isn't cheesy like the old Christopher Reeve Superman films, and the costume is nicely done this time. The stuff on Superman's home planet also I thought was cool. The movie isn't as bad as everyone says, and I give Man of Steel a 3 out of 5. Up next is Batman vs. Superman. Okay, now this movie is terrible. You'd think a movie about Batman fighting Superman couldn't possibly be screwed up, but Zack Snyder found a way. This is indeed a mess that takes forever to get anywhere. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor is laughable, and by the time we finally get the big Superman fighting Batman scene, I've always lost my interest. You know, I've never watched this movie all the way through in one sitting. I always doze off or lose focus and start to not pay attention. That's a problem. Now, it should be obvious to anyone that, of course, Superman would beat Batman in a fight. So, the movie does take pains to show Batman meticulously preparing for the battle in the only possible way that he could, by making a bunch of bat weapons laced with kryptonite. That was smart for the movie to do, at least. It makes the fight between Batman and Superman half believable because, again, obviously Superman could beat the daylights out of Batman, but the fight itself in this film is lackluster. And the way it all ends with Superman and Batman yelling Martha at each other, that was just plain stupid. Batman vs. Superman was a gargantuan lost opportunity. I give that one a 1.5 out of 5. Up next, we have Suicide Squad. This movie is okay if you like watching people running around in the dark firing guns at each other. The movie at least has some sense of fun a little bit, apparently shoehorned in with reshoots, but at least it's there. The whole idea of a bunch of super criminals being forced to fight a force even more evil than them wasn't too bad, but the whole concept still seems a little bit iffy. As far as Jared Leto's modern gangbanger Joker in Suicide Squad, I thought he was alright. He's no Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson or Mark Hamill, but overall, I thought he was tolerable. Suicide Squad isn't a totally terrible movie, but in the end, it is just a dark blur. I give that one a 2.5 out of 5. And then finally, we have this past summer's Wonder Woman, which I've already covered on Flick Pick. Wonder Woman is a great movie. I saw it 5 times in the theater. It's not perfect, but Wonder Woman is a fun film with an epic hero who actually feels like a hero. She's someone in whom we have confidence and root for, and this movie features some color and some laughs. That's amazing for the DCEU. The World War I battlefield scene in Wonder Woman is an amazing adrenaline rush, and I love the score. Some dialogue toward the end of the film is laughable, and a lot of Wonder Woman actually doesn't make sense if you think about it too much, but come on, it's a superhero movie. Wonder Woman is a fantastic superhero film. All of the DC movies should be more like it. I give Wonder Woman a 4.5 out of 5. So, will the new Justice League be anything like Wonder Woman? Some folks could already tell me, but I'm asking for myself, and I won't know the answer until this weekend. I have my hopes it'll be fun, at the very least, to see Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Aquaman, and Cyborg all in one movie. It should be fun anyway, if they don't screw it all up. So anyway, here's to hoping for something half-decent this weekend. I'm Andrew Green, and this has been this week's Flick Pick.